Oh, hey Samantha. Just calling back. I missed a call from Maddie. You guys sound the same. Annette Kemp. Similar. Yeah, thank you. That's okay. She can call me back. Yeah, no worries. It was about my superannuation. I've come over with you guys and you've done doing my superannuation, but like every time my super gets paid, it just bounces back and I've called HUB24. They're absolutely hopeless and I've just had enough of them. They won't help me to make sure that the payments go through and my accountant's like there's nothing more you can do. So like we've done everything on our end. So yeah. So you know you guys send me the onboarding letter. It has like the details, login, the number, all the shit that you gotta write in there. So they had me put four different like codes in for the member number and stuff and they're all just rejecting. No, we actually do it ourselves, but I got the accountant to look at it because obviously they're all in our zero files and they just said, nah, there's something going on here. So, like you need to like tell them to sort their shit out basically, as in not you guys, the other people, because it's not working. Yeah.
And you.
You'd think so. I do this every day for other people, but when it comes to this one, not working. I've done everything that they've told me. I've changed, I've caps locked it. I've done every single combination they've told me to put in, and none of them are working. Yeah. I don't know why. Okay. Yeah, it's all done through Xero. So obviously, you know, that's where we've got like heaps of staff and everyone has different superannuation funds and member numbers. I've never had this issue ever with anyone's. So I've changed it how they've told me about four different times or maybe five. And none of them are working. So I'm just like, let's just get another superannuation because this is driving me insane. I can't do anything with it. Yep, I've called all of them. ATO were like, ATO told me that was my last call, it was ATO. And they're like, okay, put this in. And I did. What I'll tell you exactly how it's set up, I can tell you right now, is, oops, I'm in the wrong section. Give me one sec. So the ATO said to put it as. So it goes through like the superannuation membership section. It's got like the membership details. So you put in like the super fund, which is HUB24, obviously super fund, and then they told me to do HU24 0EGGQA, and I've tried all the other ones that were in that document that you sent me, but none of them are
No, instead
working.
it's
Yep, all of them, tried them all, and they've all rejected. No, we do it all through Xero. No, that's how our pay runs are done. All of our accounting and payroll is done through Xero. I've actually contacted Hub24 like about 10 times. I'm not even kidding. So like I've just given up with them. They don't even know what they're talking about. Hopeless. That's why I thought I'd ring you guys and say, you need to find someone else for me because it's not working. I cannot get this to work and I've never had this issue. That's just so weird. Yeah, so see, this is what it says. So like, and it's a lot of money, like, you know, a lot of money's been returned, which is very annoying. But it just says the following employee superannuation contributions are returned. Hub24, blah, blah, blah. It's got the reference number, all my details, Hub24 Superfund, the member number, how much reason for return, member number not found with supplied information, member ID, member identifier not known with Superfund, ABN. And I'm pretty sure that's what they all say. Give me a second, I'll go back to the other ones. They all say the same thing, but that, they've all said the same thing with, like this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things are returned on this one. That's all good. I'll just send it to you right now. What's your email? Samantha.t@ou. Samantha.t@oakviewfinancial.com.au. I'll just write a net in here, okay? You can see what I've done. Oh, yeah, this is like, I've been doing this for years. This is not something that's new to me, so that's why I'm just like, this is so strange, but I'm happy to, they all say the same thing, so I can go through and give you a list of the dates that they've all gone through, but it's been like ever since it got changed. I changed immediately. Hang on a sec. Sorry. Yeah, so since like June, I think. I can go through the other ones if you like and copy every single one so you can see that the I'm pretty sure that it has the different names and numbers in there, so you can see all the ones that are being used. Hang on, I'll just quickly send this one because this has got the member number 24 on this one because that one had the other one, didn't it? God, I'm just going to sneeze again. I think it's so cold. I think I sent you, I don't know what date that one was. Okay, so this one's got, this is a different one that I sent. This is what the ATO told me to write. Samantha.t. Why isn't it saved in there? So this one's got Mabanaba HUB. Have a look at that one. It's samantha.t@oakviewfinancial.com.au. That's that one. Just going to find the other one for you. I'm just going to have to go into them individually to find, to get, show you the different ones that they've told me to do. Also. It's basically saying that, like, I'll just forward you this so you can see. I have no idea why your name's not staying in here. I'm just going to send these so you can see them. You can see I'm not full of shit. Me either. It's very frustrating. I think so. Hang on. Yeah, it is. Hang on. I've just sent a whole shitload to you so you can have a look. No, it's all means camp. It has to be. It has to be because it's got to match up with, like, you know, your tax file number and all that kind of stuff as well. So it all has to match. Otherwise, it doesn't let you do it. It's pretty good, Xero. Anyway, have a look and let me know what you think. It's only me that's rejecting, no one else. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Great. No. Thanks so much. Thanks. See ya. Bye. Bye.